いろいろな国の英語を聞いてみよう。リスニング用ビデオ、世界のグロービッシュ。
皆さんこんにちは、サチンです。今日は皆様に本当にインドでもなかなか会えない億万長者のアロークさんを紹介したいと思います。彼は今ゲーム業界、いろんなアントレプレナー業界、経営業界、いろんなところで彼はすごく人気で有名な方です。で今日は彼と会えてですね、私も今ムンバイに来てますが、で彼のこれから早速インタビューをしたいと思います。So hello, Mr. Alok.
Hello.
Nice meeting
you.
Right. Again in Mumbai.
I know.
It's nice weather today. It's
beautiful.
Beautiful.
Right. The Arabian Sea.
Okay.
And this is called the Queen's Necklace.
Okay.
So in the night, if you see this in the night with lights on, it looks like a necklace.
Okay. That's why it's called Marine Drive.
Marine Drive, and and the Queen's Necklace.
Okay. Queen's Necklace. Right. It's nice. Like whenever I come to Mumbai, the Mumbai is that spirit,
the energy,
the energy,
entrepreneurial energy.
Entrepreneur energy. It's always like vibrant.
Yes.
And whenever we meet you, and we hear a lot of things from you, so it's great to see you again.
Thank you.
Right. And today, like, we'd like to discuss about how the business has changed your life and how your business is going on.
Yes.
And how you think, like, the millennial mindset of Indian entrepreneurs.
Yes.
Especially you, how it has been a transaction in your life and changed your life.
Sure.
So those are the things we would like to discuss.
Sure. Yeah. And, pleasure.
Right. Yeah. Tell the viewers, like, how Mr. Alok has done the things, and as you have been doing the global business, you do the business in US, India, Asian market, European market, and your game also.
Yes.
It has a it had a 20 million downloads.
Yes, 20 million downloads.
Yeah, congratulations for
that. Thank you.
So it was amazing, like a game from India.
Yes.
Giving that kind of exposure worldwide.
Yes.
So these are all things which we would like to discuss.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Right?
Yeah. So how do you think, Alok, like what has been like the success secret, that success juice kind of thing behind your success story? Like, what do you think has been a main puller for your success?
So, you know, I think being born in India and being brought up in this country, especially Mumbai, prepares you for, or my kind of almost is like an education in itself.
Okay.
You know, everybody around you is successful.
Right.
Everybody has a lot of energy and everybody wants to do something. You know, Mumbai has always been a port,
right.
So it's a port city. In a port city, you always have trade.
Right.
So, you know, stock market, earlier cotton, sugar, you know, textile mill, and, you know, jewelry market.
Right.
And of course, Bollywood.
Right.
So this is a city of dreams.
Right.
Every country has a city of dreams, no bigger than Bombay.
Right.
Within that, I think I grew up in a business family.
Okay.
So when I used to eat breakfast, lunch and dinner, my grandmother, who is now 85, used to say, what is the price in the stock market?
Oh.
So she would not ask whether you're eating or not. She would always ask, did you make money in the stock market?
Okay, okay.
So the culture in Mumbai is very trade.
Okay.
It's very business.
Right.
So that was, I think, my background. But I think given that past of Mumbai and the present in which we live, which is, you know, very English speaking country. In India and in Bombay especially, you can get any talent you want.
Okay.
And at the same time, people know technology.
Right.
And creativity is a lot in Mumbai because of the, you know, the film business.
Right.
So I thought of combining all these energies, my past, my present, technology, creativity, and making a games company.
Okay.
Because it exemplifies exactly what I think the city is.
How you were able to get into the game market and have a 20 million downloads.
Yeah.
And that kind of exposure, like, worldwide.
Sure. So that's a very good question. And I think it's a combination of many things. The first and foremost was, I think, just the challenge, Sachin.
Okay.
You know, everybody can do what is being done.
Right.
Very few people want to do what can't be done.
Okay.
And, you know, I had sold a company to Disney.
Okay.
I had built a company in China, a mobile company that got acquired by Disney.
Okay.
In 2006.
Okay.
And that made me believe anything is possible.
Oh.
You know, even that time people said, Alok, China can eat you up. China is very, very competitive, right? Don't go to China.
Right.
So we went to China, we created a company, then we sold it to Disney.
Okay.
So I think that...
And how you approached Disney? Like,
they came to us.
Okay.
So they came to us. So I think the challenge was that, you know, that example made me prove to myself that if you want something, you can do it. I think a lot of people are scared of admitting failure.
Admitting failure.
And talking about failure. And you know, everything you read is about success.
Yeah.
We did this, we did very well, but why not talk about failure? Because everybody fails.
Yeah.
So when you open up and say, these are the 11 examples of failure that I had to suffer, everybody becomes very tuned in to saying, oh, this guy is genuine. He's not some guy who's bragging or some guy who's talking some, you know, stuff about himself. You don't teach a class in failure in MBA school. Yeah. That is why people are not very skeptical about that.
A lot of Indian business people like Dhirubhai Ambani, all yes. of them, they have failed in many businesses.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, I think a university needs to be dedicated for failure now because that will be more popular right. than just academic studies. Yeah.
And that has helped you a lot, like the through the failure.
Completely.
You came again as a new person.
Completely. I mean, we all fail. Yeah. We fail in many ways. Yeah. As long as you understand it and digest it, right. you can improve yourself.
Okay.
So it's a little bit of a spiritual kind of thinking, right? You have to only grow from what you have left behind.
Right.
You cannot keep living with what you have left behind.
Yeah.
So it's very important. I think failure is your best teacher.
Failure makes you feel like there are other chances.
Exactly.
Which you might get, and that is how you do.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, if you feel that it's not true, look at Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, being thrown out of his own company and now starting to do what he did, right. it's phenomenal.
Minasan, konnichiwa. Sachin desu. Kyou wa desu ne, ima Singapore ni imasu. De, Singapore no mottomo mata yume na desu ne, 女性アントレプレーナー、女性の経営者と今日会いに来てます。女性の経営者の名前はドリン・リュウさんです。で、ドリン・リュウさんはワールドサイエンティフィックというあの有名なですね、出版会社のオーナーでもあって、で、シンガポールでなかなか一軒家に住むのはすごい難しいんですけども、彼女はここの豪邸にも住んでおります。で、今日は彼女と早速ですね、彼女はもうあの2010年のウーメンアントレプレーナーオブザイヤーも受賞してます。でせっかく今日はそういう方とお会いできたので今日は早速彼女の成功の秘訣いろんな話をお伺いしたいと思います。 Hello Doreen.
Hi, good morning, Sachin.
Good morning. So it's nice meeting you in Singapore, and Singapore as usual it's very energetic, vibrant, like always, like, and we are nice to be here with you in your nice office, World Scientific office, and today we would like to interview you about the entrepreneurship, about the success story and how you have come out like in this business. You must have gone through the struggles and the success and a lot of things. So how's it? How do you start your everyday life? Like what is your start in the morning? Like how do you start your daily paradigm? Like do you start with meditation or do you start with exercise or with the tea or how do you start?
No, I start like anybody else, you know, get up, you know, and then off to work.
Off to work.
My gym time is, I work out three times a week with a trainer.
Oh, okay.
To keep myself fit.
Okay, that's why you're so slim and beautiful.
Thank you. And then I swim once a and after that, after the gym, I swim.
Oh.
You know, to do my cardio exercise.
Okay, so you swim in your bungalow, school,
in my home.
Okay.
I also have a gym at home.
Oh, you have a gym at home?
Yeah, I must show you.
Okay, definitely. Okay. We'd like to see that because it's very difficult to have a bungalow, a big house in Singapore, because even the mansions are costing more than $1 million. So your bungalow must be maybe more than $10 million or something.
Well, I'll keep that as a secret.
That's a secret.
You can find out.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice. Uh-huh. So it's good that you start a healthy process from the morning. Like
I also go to yoga.
Oh, yoga. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
once
nice.
A week, you know,
once a week.
Okay. Just stretch it out.
Okay, that's good. That's why you're so energetic from the morning.
You have to be, you know, if you're running a business.
Running a business, yeah. That's true. But do you enjoy your business?
Yes.
Okay.
Every minute of it.
Every minute of it?
Yes.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But what do you think, like, in business, when someone does a business, do you think business is something you enjoy with the passion? Like why are you so like energetic and your business is doing well in Singapore when a lot of people are facing tough time, but I see that you're very happy, smiling and energetic. So do you think like in business one has to be very passionate, very aggressive and active all the time and love the business?
I would say that you must really, really be very passionate about your big work.
Okay.
Because, you know, how long can you last if you're not passionate?
Okay.
So I have been passionate since the first year I started this business. I just love publishing.
Oh.
You know, you get to meet people. All the people you meet are so gentle.
Okay.
Not gentlemen.
Okay.
I think it's one of the best business to be in.
Okay.
And it meets lots of people around the world. In our trade, the science and technology,
okay.
I meet very clever people. Uh-huh. I must have met at least 50 Nobel laureates.
Oh, Nobel laureates, okay.
Yeah. In my line of work.
Okay.
I met the most clever people in the world.
Yes,
you are one of the clever people.
No, thank you. So, hello, Mr. Wolfgang.
Hi, nice to be here.
Nice to be here again. Nice to see you again. Like yesterday, we were in Hawaii, enjoying the food at your restaurant, and it was wonderful, experience having a food at Wolfgang.
Good.
Whenever we come to Hawaii, the steak, it's Wolfgang.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, how long it's been the history of Wolfgang? What is the secret? Whenever we go to Wolfgang, a lot of people are there, Japanese tourists or American tourists or people around the world, are coming to Wolfgang, and people know that place. What is the magic behind your Wolfgang steakhouses?
Well, it's also a lot of experience.
Oh.
So I've been a waiter for 41 years in Peter Luger.
Oh.
And I learned my business, actually. I went to school for it, to business school also, for the restaurant industry and hotel industry. And then I made my exam, and I got a certified paper. And I opened up a big hotel in Bremen, in Germany. And then from there on, I worked myself up on a ship because I wanted to see the world. And I was lucky enough, I went to Tokyo in 1959.
1959, you came to Tokyo?
Yes.
Okay. And how was the experience February. In Tokyo?
Oh, I loved it. But winter was snow, I know. I'm going there soon, in 1 week it will be cold. So I brought my winter coat along.
Okay.
From New York.
Okay.
I live now in New York since 1960. Mm. I came to the United States.
Okay.
In January 21st of 1960. And I still live there.
Okay.
My home is New York. But then I also have a home in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
I also have a steakhouse there, Wolfgang Steakhouse.
Okay.
So I like to be in the United States. They give me a lot of opportunity, but it's also hard work, and you have to be always looking every place, and that everything goes well enough, because in the restaurant business it's so hard to be in business. Actually, most restaurants are failing very 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 fast.
But why is that? Why the restaurants fail? What is they do and what you do? What is the difference?
They do probably, they don't give the right quality, quantity, or for the money what you get. I buy, and everywhere I tell my people, you just have to buy the best. Uh-huh. From the bread to the steak, of course.
Okay.
Only we use the best prime.
Best products.
Best products.
Okay.
For fish, only sushi quality. And the steak is only U.S. prime.
Okay, U.S. prime Angus beef.
Yes, exactly. And every place where you go, I buy my meat in New York.
Okay.
And we ship it everywhere.
Okay. Also, you buy it in New York and then ship it to all your shops?
All the different restaurants.
Okay.
It will be Tokyo, Miami, Beverly Hills.
Oh.
So, and of course in New York I got four Wolfgangs, and they get automatically.
All your restaurants in New York are doing a successful business.
Very, very good. My first restaurant was about 10 years ago.
Oh, first one was 10 years back.
Exactly.
So you started 10 years back.
Exactly.
Okay, but in such a short time, you made such a worldwide branding. And now you'll be soon entering the Japan market.
Right, we go
international. And then also in Roppongi, a famous place in Japan. It's a prime location.
When that works out good, and it will, we go even further into Japan. We will.
But what is the secret, Mr. Wolfgang, in 10 years? Normally, it takes 30 years, 20 years to make a brand. When people come to Hawaii, my Japanese friends, they come to Hawaii, they go to Wolfgang. They say, oh, steak, it's Wolfgang. Why in 10 years other steakhouses couldn't do and you were able to do in the steakhouse business? What was that?
Well, I'll go back now a little bit. Let's go back to Peter Luger, there where I started actually to work. And I was there for 41 years.
41 years?
Yes. After 41 years, I wanted to retire.
Okay.
And my son, he was an investment banker, Peter, and he told me, Dad, what do you want to retire for? He knows I like the beach. I like the water.
You like the beach?
Yeah. And he said, you cannot be every day on the beach. But what you will do with yourselves? First of all, as in the restaurant business, you got to be there. I used to work 10, 12 hours a day.
Okay.
It was not my restaurant, but I worked. In that time, you didn't ask the question. The union tells me this, or you know, the laws are that. I only was working very hard and very for the interest of Peter Luger, for my boss that time.
Okay.
And I expect that now the people do it too, but now it's different angles. But
so Peter Luger was also in steak business?
That was a very famous steakhouse.
Okay.
And it's still.
Okay. Really. Okay.
And so I listened to him and we looked around and we found I wanted to do it actually 10 years before already.
Oh, you wanted to do 10 years before?
Before, and I wanted to open up in Miami, actually.
Because
I like Miami because
of the beach.
Yes, exactly.